Dean Barber, he's the head of the Fleetwood Business Improvement Association, comes on to talk about all the great things that they're doing in Fleetwood. And there's a cool fundraiser that you guys have started, but I kind of want to let you explain what's going on, Dean, and why you're doing this. So tell us what's up.
Yeah, so basically on May 14th at around midnight, a fire broke out in an apartment building in Fleetwood, and 56 residents were impacted by the fire. And unfortunately, a lot of people believed that the fire alarm was a fire drill, and they left the building without a lot of their belongings, including, unfortunately, pets. And on the Saturday, it was a three-alarm fire, and on the Saturday, the community association president called me first thing in the morning and said, we've got to deal with this. This is an important part of our community, and it's right beside your office. And I said, oh, goodness, okay, well, Let me get out there. So we got together and realized that so many people on social media were reaching out and wanting to help that we needed to streamline the process so we weren't duplicating donations and duplicating clothing donations and furniture donations. We streamlined the process. The fire department has their own charitable division, which helps out people that are didn't have content insurance, which is about 10 units. And we decided that we were going to help the people the best way we could. And so after learning what was happening and people were getting displaced and moving into hotels and trying to find places to live, we found out that the roof had just been replaced on the apartment building, and there was a special levy. And it's about $550 per unit, and the first payment was coming out on June 1st.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, So not only are these people displaced, trying to find new place to live, lost all their belongings, some people lost pets, school children lost all their school supplies, now they got to pay for a roof that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we decided that we would reach out to our network, my network in media, and Bree Berman, the community association president, her network in the development community. And we built a GoFundMe page. It's called Abbey Road Apartment Fire. And you can find that on our social media as well, the Fleetwood BIA and Fleetwood Community Association.
Yeah, and we'll get it posted on our website, too. You can go to our website right now if you want to see it as well.
Yeah, you bet. And so in the first day, we raised $3,000. And then the development community started reaching out to Bree Berman and saying, you know what, we want to help. Some want to do it anonymous, and so we've been able to raise another almost $10,000 that doesn't show on the page right now, just in our contact with the development community. And why that's important is that Fleetwood, with the new proposed SkyTrain, is going to go through a massive redevelopment. And these developers, some of them are local owners, local property owners, they want to be a part of the community. And I'm so proud to say that the way that this community in Fleetwood has come together and supporting the residents that are displaced, it's just been absolutely amazing.
I just can't imagine, like you say, you know, we've all been there where the fire alarm goes off and you think, oh, geez, I got to get out of bed, I got to leave. And you just don't even think you think you're going to be back in 20 minutes or whatever. But then, of course, these people weren't allowed back in. I just can't imagine, you know. So the thing that you guys are doing, just really incredible. So, you know, bravo to you guys for stepping up and doing that.
Well, you know, I appreciate this, and I appreciate, you know, our relationship with Paulson. I do believe it's really important to say this. If you live in a condo or an apartment or a townhouse where you're interconnected, I remember growing up as a kid and you did fire drills and you did all these different things, and people knew what they were doing when whether it was a fire drill or a real fire. And I just felt that by listening to the people, you know, after the fact that weren't prepared, that left the building. You know, we saw people that were outside of the building in their pajamas.
Yeah.
They left their wallet. They left their keys. And I think this needs to be now a public service announcement where we're saying, okay, it's not just about, you know, smoke detectors and making sure your the fire alarms work, but are you prepared in your house? But, you know, no matter where you live, should there be a disaster, are you prepared? And I hope that what comes out of this, not just for these residents, but for everybody listening, this is an opportunity to put your own plan in place just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, treat it like a real thing, right? Treat the alarm, whether you know it or not, treat it like it's the real thing. Have that plan in place, and you know, hopefully that can alleviate some of these difficulties for people going forward. But I mean, just you know, when bad things happen, it just, it means so much when the community rallies mm-hmm. around. So awesome what you guys are doing. Like we said, hit pulsefm.ca is where you can find that GoFundMe, on the Fleetwood BIA site as well. But yeah, if you can donate, that's what's so great about GoFundMe, is you can donate a little bit. And mm-hmm. of course, when everybody donates a little bit, it all adds up and we can do a really great thing here.
That is awesome, you guys. I appreciate you guys, and we'll be talking to you soon. We got a big plan coming up, a big campaign, and we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dean.
Thank you. Pulse FM.